A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Nun Tes, Bechoros 59a. Pagination is 117. We'll start on the facing page. In the Mishnah, about midway on the page, the Mishnah told us, Hayolo Mea Venatala Sara. If you had 100 animals, and when you want to tie them, you just took out 10. Or, Asara, you had 10 animals, Venatal Echad, and you just took one out. Ain't a Meiser. That's not Meiser. That's not the way Meiser works. It's not based on calculations, like the tithe of grain and the way we practice Meiser with money. It's just calculations. It has to be the act of having them go through the fence one at a time and counting Asiri, the 10th one, to be Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda omer Meiser. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says it's Meiser, it's not a problem. As long as the calculation is done, it will be binding. And the Gemara, further down on the Amud, addresses this. Counting up from the bottom, about 10 lines, middle of the line, Yachal hayu lo mea v'natal asara, asara v'natal echa, yachal yum usarim. Case we mentioned just now from the Mishnah, 100 and he took 10, 10 and he took 1, tamalama asiri, ve'enze asiri. The way Kedusha works is that it has to be the 10th. And this is not the 10th. You calculated its equivalent, but it isn't the 10th. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amar Meiser. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues and says it is Meiser. My time is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What indeed is the reason for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara explains two lines later, based on a pasuk, v'nechshav lochem terumaschem, that he considers it like teruma, and the way it works by teruma is that it's a calculation. Last line of the page, kishem shatruma gidola nitales ba'omed uvemachshava, just like teruma gidola is based on an estimation. Aftrumas meiser niteles ba'omed uvemachshava, similarly, trumas meiser is going to be based on a calculation, and v'iskish meiser behema lemeiser dagon. And there's a comparison between the meiser, the tithe that's happening by animals, and the meiser, the tithe that's happening by produce. My meiser dagon nita ba'omed of machshava, meiser behema nita ba'omed of machshava. Similarly, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that it can be done with a calculation. So, we have the Tanakhama that says that it has to go through a process. They go through the fence. We have Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which is not the way we're paskening, who holds that a calculation by Meiser Behema is sufficient. Interestingly, as the Rambam describes in the 7th Perek of Bechoros Halacha Aleph, we do not accept just pulling out a tenth, but if a person did not observe it the way it was described, but he did do the count, manam asara asara vikidesh asiri, he count them 1 through 10. He counted them 1 through 10, and the 10th one he designated as kodesh, hareza meiser, that would actually work. But in general, the halacha is that you have to do the count. There has to be the process. You cannot just do the calculation the way we paskin. Continuing in the Gemara, today's daf, Nuntes Amud Aleph, Amar Rava, Rava said, Asiri may a love hu kadosh. The 10th one is automatically kadosh. What's the case? So let's look at Rashi. The print is a little bit smaller than usual, but the second of the smaller lines, She'im mana, if he was busy counting, V'nishtayer asiri bedir, and the 10th one remained in the corral, Afa pisha lo yatza v'lo mano, even though it never went through the fence, the opening, and it therefore never got counted, kadosh mei elav, it is kadosh automatically. Similarly, in the commentary that's also attributed to Rashi, it's called Rashi Ksav Yad, manuscript Rashi. There was another text also recorded from Rashi. Third line in that text, Kigon Shaya Mona Vyatsu Tes, the nine came through the fence, Vyud Nishtayer Bedir, and the tenth one remained in the corral. Kadosh Kal Makom Shahu. It's Kadosh automatically. In other words, even though through a calculation it won't work, and we require that it actually be counted, but if it is counted, so to speak, by default, the nine went through and there's one left, that's enough to be considered kadosh and designated. Interestingly, the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel brings another example that's brought where the Asiri Me'atzmo Niskadesh, the tenth one, becomes Kadosh on its own. He gives an example where the person is counting the animals as they go through, and it happens that he did not count the tenth one. Va'achakach yotza achad osar, and then the 11th came through, v'karau asir, and he calls it the 10th. He lost count, he got distracted. So the 10th one went through, and I guess he didn't realize. So the 11th gets called 10, lo niskadesh. The 11th does not become kadosh because of that mistake. Once again, the principle, shu'asiri me'atzmo niskadish. If you're doing the process, the tenth one will be kadosh on its own. Ve'afo pishalo karo'u asiri, even if you don't call it the tenth. And therefore, the tenth one is kadosh, and the 11th is not. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.